Tip number six is always be realistic. Ask yourself as a practitioner, honestly, what do you hope to achieve or obtain from this investigation? There is a lot to be said for being goals-driven when it comes to investigation work. Let's put this simply. If the client's business records are poor, full of holes and badly ordered, then there is a far higher chance of the inspector picking something up when compared to a client who diligently attends to his books regularly and keeps them in excellent order. So be honest with the client. None of us are miracle workers, and clients shouldn't expect us to be. We are, after all, only as strong as the client enables us to be. This tip then really is about client handling. If the client has unrealistic expectations of us, then there will be difficulty ahead. Also, what about the inspector? What is he experiencing from this? And, more importantly, can we guess what he's told his boss he's going to get from this? This, for the advisor, is fairly classic piggy in the middle, or, as I prefer to see it, requiring us to act as an arbiter between the inspector and our client. And sometimes in that role, our function is to recognise fairly the strengths and weaknesses of both sides' arguments and to find a way to broker a conclusion between the two. I call it finding the point of least dissatisfaction to all.